Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry.
Yes, Jesus gave the key.
Welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries, celebrating this year. We're going, I guess, almost into our seventh year. Seems like we just started yesterday. Thank you so much for being with us. Pastor Benjamin will be with us shortly, but she is definitely alive and on the line. Just a moment of prayer before we bring Pastor Benjamin on. Let's take a moment to give thanks. Let's remember all those who are in our family, all of our neighbors, all the people who have been kind to us, and perhaps some who have not been so kind. Let's take a moment to ask God to open up the windows of heaven and to rain down upon us and bring us to that kingdom, the throne of the kingdom. Lord, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Heal us, Lord. Every single atom of our body, we surrender to you. We know this is the eve of the time that we celebrate your son's crucifixion and his arising from the dead to offer to each of us eternal life. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name, as we bring you Pastor Benjamin.
Amen. Good morning to you. I say good morning, good morning, good morning. For you know my motto is, this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the problem is. I'm going to let Jesus fix it for me, for he knows just what to do, and he knows how to do what needs to be done. So therefore, I say to you again, rejoice in the Lord always. Though the road is rough and the going is tough, and our burdens are heavy upon us many times, but we still have to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that I feel, Jesus already in this place, and all that is within me, I'm going to bless his holy name. How about you? We thank God that we're approaching Easter Sunday, and we've passed the Palm Sunday where there was crying out, Hosanna, and laying down the palms as he rode through on the colt that had never been set upon. I tell you, God is worthy. And his son, Jesus Christ, to be praised. He is worthy, so worthy of all the praise and all the thanks. And all that we could do is still not enough for one songwriter wrote the song. If I had 1,000 tongues, I still couldn't bless his name enough. Oh, my God is just, oh, he's just an awesome God, that for the earthly word of expression, awesome means something super. All right, so he is super God, but he is greater than that. Why don't we just say that he is the I am that I am? No one can be called I am. Oh, my God, today I am awesome. Oh, bless his name. Dr. Scott is awesome. Those of you that is listening to this broadcast, you're awesome. Ah, but my God is I am that I am. No one can share the I am, but you can share awesome with me, but you cannot share. No one can stand up and say, oh, she is I am. Mm-mm. They can say, oh, Pastor Benjamin is awesome. She's unique. She's all of those things and some more. But they have never referred to me as I am. Why? Because I am not I am. I'm connected, though, to I am. Why? How did I get connected to I am? Well, one reason why I am connected is because I am his creation. God created me in his own image, so therefore that connected me to him. But there came a separation. I had no plans. I had nothing to do with that separation. Sin came through and separated me from I am. Oh, this is the good part here. He would not leave me alone. He would not leave me to be devoured. He would not leave me to be destroyed. He would not leave me without an opportunity to get back home to where I came from, to have a sweet communion with the Lord of Lords, with the I Am. But sin came through his creation. He created man, and man sinned against him. And we died. He said, today that you eat of this tree, you will surely die. In other words, he could have just said, Adam, if you eat of this forbidden fruit here, this tree, I guess it was fruit, it's a tree, that's when you and I are going to become separated. Maybe Adam could have understood it better if he'd have just used that simple term of we'll be separated. But he said today that you eat of this tree, you know, it's a forbidden tree. Don't touch this tree. I've given you everything you need. Just don't touch this. God said it before MC Hammer came out with don't touch this. Can't touch this. God told Adam, don't touch it. No, don't touch this. You have everything that you need. I even gave you a woman. Oh, my God. so you wouldn't be by yourself. Someone that spoke your language. The birds could chirp to the other birds, and they know exactly what the chirp is. The dog can bark to another dog, and that dog understands exactly what that bark is about. And the cat can meow to another cat, and that cat understands. But Adam had no one that spoke his language. So therefore God said, let me be fair with Adam, and let me make him a woman. Let me put him to sleep. That's why we put folk to sleep now and take stuff out of their bodies and then put stuff in their body. We put you to sleep. You have no clue what's going on until you get up. Adam had no idea that he was going to see someone that resembled him except for chest-wise and below the belly. We don't look like a man. But we have a face. We have hair. We have arms. We have legs. We have feet. We have ears, eyes, nose, mouth, all of that, but there are some genital differences between male and female. So Adam saw someone that looked like him, human, and she spoke his language when he said hello. She understood the hello. She could talk back to him and say hello. No, the animals may know when you say, hey, how you doing? And they wag their little tail. You see the dog just wagging his little tail. He's excited, and you're talking to the dog. I have a dog now. His name is Chopper. And Chopper will try his best to talk to me in his doggy language. And I do understand that he wants to go out. I understand that. And he'll say, and I'll right back at him. But he don't understand mine, but I understand what he means. And then I'll say, what's up, Chops? And then his little tail is waggling because he got my attention. Well, God got Adam's attention when he gave him someone that looked like him. But God said, don't eat of this. True God, I had no message this morning, but I thank you because I'm like David, your word I've hid in my heart. And the word, once I start, is just like a well, like the scripture said. He'll be on the inside of you like a well springing up out of you. I'm pregnated with the word of God. Anytime I can give the word, anytime, I don't have to open my Bible. For years ago, I opened the Bible, and I drank the word. I ate the word. And then I sat in church and I was taught the word. And I grabbed the hold of the word and I grasped the word and I held on to it. Because there was a time when my eyes were in such bad condition, I could not read God's word anymore. But I deposited the word inside while I was yet able to read the word of God. Don't you know I have gone back to read God's word without my eyes going blurred? Oh, bless his name. But getting back to Adam, I just got to bless God for his goodness. Dr. Scott, if I don't do no more than this, I've already blessed the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Yes. But because of the tree. Let me put it that way. Because of the tree, we suffer sickness and afflictions. Because of the tree, there's deception and corruption. Because of the tree, my God, that we were told not to touch. Don't touch this. Don't touch this. Ah, God, I tell you. You have to excuse me for just a moment, Dr. Scott. My cell phone is ringing. You know, my mom is in transition between the hospital and the nursing facility, and they may be trying to reach me right at this time, but I'm going to let it ring. It's not her. Bless his name. I couldn't shut my phone off. Forgive me for the interruption. And just think about you're in church and the usher has to quiet the children down, or someone may be whispering to their friend and the usher have to tap them on the shoulders and put their finger up and say, shh, and they say, oh, forgive me. So that just happened. We bless God for his benefits. But anyhow, Lord, I thank you. The tree did it. Because I guess he just didn't quite understand the separation that would take place. God told him the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. But here come old Slewfoot. Here come the devil. Another creation. But this one is out of line. This one is off the chart. This one is off the chain. This one has gone stupid. This one want to come up against God. Didn't he know that he might have been up in there in the heavens with God and was the head of things up in there, but he was not God. And yes, he had some power, but he didn't have all power. So he caused a ruckus. He caused a storm in Eve's life. He knew that God had made Adam with a strong mind and a strong will and a strong constitution. He knew that he could not get through to Adam. And knowing what he knew, he said, but I can get through to her. Because she's weak and she needs that covering. She needs that man, that strength of the man to cover and protect her from the wiles of the devil. But I can get to her. And then he said, well, how am I going to do it? She can't see me because I'm a spirit. She can't see me. She's human. I'm a spirit. How can I do it? Oh, come here, snake. I need you to do something for me. I need you to deceive Eve. I want you to influence her. I'll be inside of you. Don't worry about that. I'll orchestrate it. I just need a body that she can see. You're not human, but you're visible, snake. I am not visible. I need you to talk to her. And Mr. Snake was walking tall. And he went and had this conversation with Eve and said, Eve, you know, now this is the devil speaking now through the snake. You know, I don't know of any other snake that talk but that one. Okay, so the devil got into the snake. The spirit of the devil got into the snake and began to have a conversation with Eve. Got Eve's attention. Got her mind off God. Got her mind warped like he do us. Yes, me included, us. He talks to you, and he tell you all kind of junk. And if he can, he will cause you to fall. Thank God for Jesus, because if it hadn't been for Jesus, when I fell, I'd still be there. But while I was in my fallen state, I said, God, help me. Jesus, I need you to help me out of this. And because of his love and his mercy, he brought me up out of that one. And then, of course, there was another one. Because I was still in my flesh. Hadn't crucified my flesh enough that I wouldn't fall to or adhere to the things of the enemy who's speaking through another human. There's one trying to get me now. But I'm a big girl now. I got my big girl drawers on. I ain't falling for that. Yes, the flesh want to play games. Yes, it do. But I've got the mind of Christ, because it said, let this mind that be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And Christ had the mind not to sin. Christ's mind was to please his Father. He didn't give a hoot about nothing else. He said, I came to work the works of him who that set me that while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work. In other words, it'll be finished, it'll be over, it'll be done. There's nothing else you can do. But the devil, the devil, the devil! Start messing with Eve. And guess what? I guess Eve must have told the serpent, said, well, I was told I can't. I can have everything out here. I was told that. Satan. A snake, Mr. Serpent. I was told that I can have everything here. But I can't touch that tree. Why can't you? God gave you everything. You can have some of that. Come on. Step over here. It'll be good for you. It'll do you good. You'll know some things. If you eat of this tree here, you'll know as much as God. Then he can't order you around. He can't tell you where you can go, what you can do, how you can do it, when you can do it, where you can do it at, however. Come on. But what will my husband think? What will Adam think? What would I'm his helpmate. What would he think of me if I ate up this tree? Snake? Oh, come on. Adam doesn't care. He loves you. He won't be upset if he is just for a few minutes, and then he'll be all right. Come on. And so Eve took the bait. Because the devil says, but Adam said, if I touch this, that God said I would die. We would surely die. Oh, come on. God loves his creation. God ain't killing nobody. You ain't going to die, girl. Don't worry about it. I got this. I got your back. I tell God that I'd ask you to do it. Come on. Trust me. I got you. I got your back. I won't let anything happen to you. Come on. God know who I am. Come on. Come on, Eve. Please. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a good thing to do. And then being from my culture, And my name being Eve at this time, so honey, I don't know, because I don't know what God's going to do. I ain't sure about all that. I ain't messing with that tree. Shucks, I got every other tree out here. Now, why you want me to mess with that tree? What's on now? Come and see. Well, I guess I will. Yeah, because God ain't going to kill you. God is lying. You will not die. I'm a witness. I'm here to help you. God ain't going to do nothing to you. Well, since you put it like that then, I guess I will. And when she did, that's when sin entered and separated us from God. Now, Eve was still alive. But our spirit man was separated from God. You see the picture? So when God said, I'll forgive that, depending on Adam, and Eve says, here, honey, here, taste this. Well, what is this you have? Oh, it's the forbidden fruit. And you know, God said, you know, you told me, God said, you know, eat of this tree that I would surely die. Well, see, I'm talking to you. I'm still alive. So that's not so. God's not going to do that. Here, honey, take this. So he listened to his helpmeet. And as we say, that put the icing on the cake. That's when God got angry and called them Adam. And he ran and covered himself. Then he knew he was naked. And I heard someone use the phrase once, naked and ashamed. He was naked and ashamed of what he had done. Trade God. And God said, Adam, the woman that you see, here we go, they're blaming me now. The woman that you gave me, she did it. And see, that's how we do when things happen to us. We blame God for our trials and our troubles and our tribulations. We blame God. God, you did this to me. But we need to see it as it is. The devil is the one that's causing the havoc. If I wasn't here to help you, he would have killed you already by now. Because his resume from the beginning has not changed. He came to kill, steal, and to destroy. He has not updated his resume. It stands the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow until God put him in chains. He is still tricking us. He is still causing us to go against the things that God said for us not to do. Yes, this is an Easter sermon. I'm bringing us home to Jesus now. Every time I say I won't be long, and Dr. Scott just laughs, he chuckles. I say, I really don't have anything this morning. My mind has been so in a cloud with packing and trying to see about my mom, who's 89, who fell on Saturday and broke her hip at 89. But God had told me that. He says, when you leave on Sunday, your mom will be in rehab. God told me that, but I brushed it off. One thing about God's word, you don't have to fix it for him. He brings his word to pass. If God speaks something, and when he speaks something, he'll perform what he says. He's not like man that he'll lie. He's not the son of man that he had to repent. I'm a son of man. I have to repent for my wrongdoing. I have to repent for the things that I say that's not right. I have to repent for what I do. Now, something happened with three individuals here. Adam fell, Eve fell, and the snake. God cursed the snake for allowing the devil to use him. Because the snake was walking. But God told the snake, now because of what you have allowed the devil to do to you, now I have to punish you, old snake. I didn't intend for it to be that way. I intended for you to live peacefully and in harmony with Adam and Eve and all the other creatures that I was going to put on there. I didn't intend for you to have a poison venom in you to hurt anyone. But because you allowed the devil to put his poison in you, now you're poisonous and you are cursed because you will never walk again. You will crawl on your belly. And every snake since then has crawled. The curse fell on every snake, even the unborn snakes. Just like that, it fell on you and I. We weren't here. We were not there with Adam and Eve in the flesh. But the sin fell on us. But because Jesus loved us, because he was with his Father in the beginning when he said, let us make man. Well, who do you think he was talking to? I'm God the Father. I'm God the Son. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Son of God. S-O-N of God. I'm sons of God. Oh, my God, today. Because of sin, Jesus had to come and suffer a cruel world, a cruel cross. He had to be crucified. He was blameless. He had no sin. He did nothing wrong. But he had to become. He had to go through in order for you and I to be cleansed of our sins. He has not removed sin out of the universe yet. The devil's still here. But his blood that he shed on Calvary's cross make the difference in our life. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Now the songwriter said, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, I was there. They said, well, girl, you crazy. Pastor Benjamin, that was so many years ago. You weren't there. Yes, I was. Because I was on his mind. Because he knew I would need Jesus. He knew that I would need him. He knew that I would need his blood to cleanse me of my sins and forgive me from all unrighteousness. He knew that I was coming to earth and I would need to be redeemed. What a redeemer, a great redeemer. So therefore, in his agony, not defeat, but agony, he took me with him. Because while he was on the cross, I, Pastor Patricia, Ann with the E, Benjamin was on his mind. And so were you. He had you on his mind because he said they're innocent of the sin, and the penalty of sin is death. It separates man from God. And when you're separated, I don't care, I don't give a ham fat, a good hill of beans, how many services you make on Sunday. If there is sin in your life, you are sitting in the church separated, dead from God. Yes, he rained on you. Yes, you got a new car. Yes, you got a beautiful house. Yes, your children got degrees. Yes, your wife is nice. Yes, you have all of those things. But you are dead. Because of the sin in your life. Yes, you sang your song and it sounded good. Yes, you prayed the prayer and somebody got blessed. Yes, you preached that sermon, girl. But you were dead. Dead woman walking. Dead man walking. That's how he sees you when you're in sin. You're separated from him. He still loves you. He still lets your heart beat and you breathe. You walk, you talk, and you do all of those things, but still you are dead. You are full of dead men's bones. I don't care what seminary you went to. I don't care what mountain you went up and prayed on. I don't care who the religious instruction was or instructor was. I don't care. If you have sinned and are sinning, you are dead. If ands and buts about it. So the question is, were you there? Yes, I was there. Because he said, Pastor, I died so that you would have a right to the tree of life. I died so that you could come before the throne boldly. Make your request known unto me. I died for that purpose. I died for your pleasure. I died for you, girl. Before you got here, I made a way for you to escape the death penalty of sin. And Satan, he came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why you got so many of them in prison. Because the devil got in their mind to kill them. Kill them! Shoot him! Cut her! Stab him! rob that store and shoot the man in the head. Who you got the money already. And turn around and blow his brains all over the store. That's what the devil does. He's still tricking folk. He's still doing that to them. Put the needle in your arm. You'll be all right. You'll have a high. You'll feel like you're walking on cloud nine. I think the Temptations wrote a song saying I'm doing fine on cloud nine. But some put that needle in their arm and they found them with the needle in the arm right here in my neighborhood. There was a woman who went into the bathroom to shoot up. That's what they call it in my time. I don't know what the new slogan is for it now, the slang, whatever. I don't know what they call it. But anyway, back in my time, beautiful young woman, pretty, strung out on drugs, went in the bathroom with her works. That's her needle, her syringe, and her rubber to tie around her arm and however way, you know, I know how they do it, but I never did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she went in, and her husband said, He called her name and said, she ain't came out of that bathroom yet. What is she in there doing? He knew she went in there to get off. That's what they called it. And he called her by her name. She didn't answer. He said, hey, come on out of there. She didn't answer. He opened the bathroom door. And she was slumped over with the needle in her arm. She was dead. The enemy told her, come on. It'll be all right. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. When we walk with Jesus and Jesus walk with us, he will keep us from the wiles of the enemy. He will tell you, don't do that. That's not me. That's the devil telling you you'll be all right. Oh, you escaped this time and you escaped that time. But there's going to be a time that you won't escape. A mother will say to a child, come out of the street. The street is no good for you. There's nothing there but trouble. That's God using that mother to talk to that child and tell her, come on, there's trouble awaiting you, son. There's trouble waiting for you, my daughter. Come on out. Come on over here. When the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is, oh, mama, I don't have time for that. That stuff y'all talk is just too slow. I'm in with the in crowd. Yeah, well, the in crowd is here and you're in the grave. But while he was on the cross, he had the lady with the needle in her arm on his mind. While he was on the cross, he had the woman in the street who contracted AIDS by being disobedient to her mom. He had her also on his mind. And then for the young man who faced the knife of a bullet, I have a family member that lost his leg and died three times on the operating table. And he still allowed the enemy to speak to his mind. After all of that, he has a prosthesis. And he hasn't turned to the one who had him on his mind. He died for the young man so that he could have life, the tree of life. But those of us who go out and mess with the tree of death, that's just what we get, death. I sang a song once when I was a child. I believe Shirley Caesar made it or the Caravans made it. I have felt the stain of sin, lost in despair. And I had no hope within, but I'm ready. I'm ready to serve the Lord. God gave us, that's what it says in the song, the very best he had, his only begotten son, and for this our soul should be exceedingly glad. Tell me what more for this I'm popped up here today. For this sinful world could he have done? I'm ready. My soul is anchored. I'm going to live for Christ. I'm going to thank him for the rest of my life. I'm ready. I'm ready to serve. the Lord. Oh, Jesus is my friend. Because he said, I lay down my life for my friends. I'm talking about, were you there? Yes, I was there. And so were you. But we made a choice when we became grown, thought we were grown, or however way we want to put that, we chose not to follow the voice of the true and living God, the only one. And we allow the enemy to order our steps and to do what he likes to do. Sin has left a crimson stain. But Jesus washes you whiter than snow. No greater love than this have no man. No greater love than this have no man. That he would lay down his life for his friends. All kind of distractions is coming this morning. No greater love than no man than this, than Jesus has for his friends. He laid down his life for us. I'm still talking about, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, I was there, because while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Ah, I thank God for dying. I thank God for Jesus, that he carried the old rugged cross. Ah, the trophy one day I'll lay down. I'll cling to the old rugged cross, and I'll exchange it someday. I hear the Lamochia for a crown. Jesus died for you. Jesus is the one. Jesus, not the devil. But because of the devil, Jesus had to leave his throne in glory and come down and redeem all of us. That as many of us that chose him, he made us sons of God. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, you were there. Because while he was on the cross, you were on his mind. He said, Father, prepare me a body. Let me look like a human. And I'll go down and I will redeem as many that will accept me back to you. But right now, sin has separated them from you. But it's not fair that the devil did that to them. So I want to go down and make it possible so that they can get back home where they belong. Were you there? Yes, I was there. Were you there? Yes, you were there. While he was on the cross, I'm talking about Jesus. While Jesus was on the cross, you were on his mind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people and the believers of God, say amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Scott, to God be the glory. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Mm.